Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got a report for you. I was reading a report that Yardi Matrix put together a couple of days ago and published, and it's a very interesting report. So who is Yardi Matrix? Okay, well, they're one of those big real estate data firms. So they go out and collect all kinds of data on all kinds of things, and then they compile all that data and they present that data to people like you and me so that we can look at it and figure out what the data is telling us. In this report, they basically said the multifamily sector is doing well. Yeah, it's doing well. Their words exactly were continue to look strong in July. That's what Yardi wrote. So what does that mean? Look strong. Does that mean everybody that owns apartment complexes went to the gym and they're bulking up? No. No, that's not what it means. What it means is that rents have gone up. You heard me correctly. Rents have gone up over the past year. So Yardi looked at the average rents that multifamily apartment communities were commanding in July. And then they compared that to data that was collected the previous July. And their findings indicated that there was a 8.3% year-over-year increase in the asking rents for multifamily. And you're probably going, what did you just say? Okay, so asking rents are what you offer your property for. I mean, it's the rent. So let's say you've got an apartment community and your rents are $1,000 a month. Yardi is saying that if your rents were $1,000 a month last July, they're a little higher this month. Yeah, because, well, you know, I think I just confused you. Let me take two steps back because I just confused myself too. That's how silly this stuff can get. Let's say in July of 2020, that's a better way to describe this. In July of 2020, you were getting rents of $1,000 per month. Now, in July of last year, that same apartment community was asking 8.3% more in rents. So what's 8.3%? That's about $83, right? Okay. So you went from $1,000 to $1,083. I mean, it's averages. I mean, I guess people could rent, you know, ask for rent of $1,083, but you know, normally we tend to round up to the nearest $25. That's kind of how rents work, right? They indicated that the average asking rents across the entire country has risen to $1,510 per month. You heard me correctly. Average rents, that's just taking every apartment community that's out there, regardless of the size of the unit, regardless of the amenities of the unit, on average, people in America are paying $1,510 a month for rent in July of 2021. Now, here's one of the things you gotta take into consideration. In 2020, especially in July of 2020, we were in the height of the pandemic. Now, some parts of the country were trying to emerge. Texas was one of those states that was coming out of the lockdown. As a matter of fact, there were some mandates that had been rescinded, but then as reports of increased contact with coronavirus showed up, we kind of went back into lockdown. So we came out, but we went back in. So keep in mind, in 2020, there were certain places, certain cities in the United States that were literally being hammered. Literally being hammered. Because the economies of those cities, here I'll pick on Las Vegas. The economy of Las Vegas is driven by entertainment. It is driven by gambling. It is driven by the hospitality industry. And even though Las Vegas has grown as a metropolitan city and it's brought in additional types of businesses to balance out that service industry, it still relies heavily on what Vegas really is. So places like Vegas, I mean, they got hammered pretty hard. It didn't matter what you were asking for rents. People couldn't pay them because if they worked in the service industry, they couldn't go to work. And they had to rely on whatever the government was doing to help them out with unemployment or whatever else they were doing. Now, many people just went and found different jobs because, you know, that's just the way Americans are. So what I have for you today is a compilation of 25 different municipalities, 25 different cities that are the top 25 forecasted multifamily rent growth cities. See, you want to know what your apartments can command in rent because it's that rent that drives everything in your financial model. So it's good to know what areas are going up in value. Now, there's a lot of things that impact the rent growth. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to hit you with all 25. I'm going to give you my editorial comment on each of the 25 cities. I'm going to tell you whether or not I think it's a good place for you to invest. But again, it's my opinion. But my opinion tends to be a little bit educated. So let's buckle up, let's have a good time, and let's talk about these 25 cities when we come back from the break.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. Connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center at Las Colinas. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're going to get into this. So you already put the data together. Wealth Management basically made it readable. Yeah, Wealth Management took all of Yardi's data and they put it into a nice little package so that I can share it with you. Yeah, so I mean, if you're looking for sources of information, those are some great sources. I mean, they're the sources I rely on a lot because they give you the information you need. But like anything statistical, you still have to understand what the statistics are telling you. Yeah, Yeah, so let's get into this. Let's hit these 25 different markets that are forecasted to have the best multifamily rent growth. So number 25 on the list, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the land or the city of brotherly love, right? So the year-over-year rent growth projection from, well, it's not even a projection. It's what it did in July of 21 over July of 20. It was a 7.6% rent growth, meaning rents being asked are 7.6% higher now than they were a year ago. Now, they anticipate that future rent growth, in other words, from here going forward till the end of the calendar year, is going to be another 6.3%. Yeah, so that's pretty significant growth. So a $1,000 apartment a year ago is now, they're asking $1,076 for it. And potentially between now and literally the end of the year, we're not that far away. We're already in the second half of the year, right? Another 6.3%. So that's good information. That means rents are going up. Now, here's a stat that I don't like so much. The year-over-year job growth, in other words, what they call the six-month moving average as of May of 2020, was down 1.8%, meaning Philadelphia is losing jobs. There are jobs leaving Philadelphia. So I don't like that stat. I don't like that at all. I want to see positive rent growth, and I want to see positive job growth. Now, here's another stat that they throw in that is pretty interesting. It talks about the completion as a percentage of the total housing stock as of July of 21. So in other words, what they're saying is the housing stock, the multifamily housing stock, increased 1.8% in July of 2021 over the number of units that were available in July of 20. So that tells me that there is new construction going on, but that new construction, those are not really great numbers. So that indicates to me that housing stock is still somewhat constrained, and that might be what is fueling some of the rent increase. Now let's talk about Houston, Texas. They came in at 24, 5.7% year-over-year rent growth from July of 20 through July of 21, with a forecasted rent growth through the end of the year of an additional 6.4%. So what that indicates to me is that rents are growing and they will continue to grow very strong through the end of the year. Now, Houston, unfortunately, had a year-over-year job growth. Really wasn't growth. It was a loss. It was down 2.7%. So that's something you have to kind of keep your eye on. But like Philadelphia, even though it had new units coming online, the new units that came online only increased the supply by 2%. So something you got to take a look at. Now, I still think Houston is a awesome market. Even though I don't like that job growth number, I think Houston is still a very vibrant market. Coming in at 23 was Kansas City with a 5.7% year-over-year rent growth and a forecasted rent growth from now until the end of the year of an additional 6.5%. Now, Kansas City they're break even on their job growth. They didn't add any jobs, but they didn't lose any jobs either. So it's a pretty stable marketplace. And Kansas City had more multifamily housing units come online than the other cities that I've mentioned. They actually added 3.4% to their housing stock. So there is growth there. But so I think Kansas City is one of those markets you definitely need to keep your eye on. As a matter of fact, I know several Lifestyles Unlimited lead investors and IROs that are investing specifically in Kansas City because they like what they see in the Kansas City marketplace. Coming in at 22, Baltimore, Maryland. Yeah, Baltimore of all places. Now check this out. The year-over-year rent growth was 9.2%. That's That's pretty significant. I mean, that's like taking your $1,000 a month unit, and now you're asking $1,092 just a year later. That's pretty significant growth. And they're projecting additional rent growth from now until the end of the year of an additional 7%. Now, year-over-year job growth was down 1.4%. All right, so they're losing some jobs. And the housing stock grew a little bit. It was a 1.3% growth rate. So Baltimore's actually got some interesting numbers. What I would recommend you do is do your homework. Yeah, do your homework. Get into what Baltimore is doing. Understand what Baltimore is planning to do for the future. And if it makes sense to you, and check out whether it's a landlord-friendly state or not, that is something you ought to consider. There's nothing wrong with investing in a place like Baltimore. It's showing some good signs. Seattle. Seattle came in at 20. Now, Seattle only had year-over-year rent growth of about 4.8%, but it, like these other cities, is seeing significant potential for rent upside at 7%. Now, the job growth, down by 2.5%. Okay, and that might just be a functionality of the fact that there are people leaving the left coast and the right coast, and they're moving to the center of the country. That may have something to do with it. But Seattle did bring new units online. As a matter of fact, they increased their housing stock, their multifamily housing stock, by 3%. So that's not too terrible. I want to talk about Indianapolis next, because I know several people that are investing in Indianapolis, and they're doing very, very well in Indianapolis. Indianapolis has a 7.5% year-over-year rent growth. The forecasted rent growth from now to the end of the year, 7.2%. Now, it had a slightly negative job growth, like a negative 0.1%, which is kind of break even. But here's the other thing I find interesting about Indianapolis. It only increased its multifamily housing stock by 1.1%. And I will tell you this, there's a lot of upside to the Indianapolis market. Now, I'm hearing the background music, so that tells me I'm going too slow because I've got a lot to cover. So stick around. We'll hit the other ones next.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the five ways to make money with real estate: cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so I think we did, we didn't do this one. We got to number 19, which is Washington, D.C. Now, those of you just joining me, what we're doing is we're talking about the top 25 markets for forecasted multifamily rent growth. Yeah, I'm hitting you with a bunch of statistics that were prepared by Yardi Matrix and reported by Wealth Management. And, you know, this is good stuff. Now, I will tell you, just because I'm throwing stats out there, you still have to qualify all the information. You still have to make sure the information makes sense for what you're planning to do. Just don't go, Al said Washington, D.C. is a great place to invest. We should throw all of our money there. Well, you should if it makes sense for whatever your investing strategy is. Washington, D.C. Now, here's what I know about Washington, D.C., because I've been there a lot. I was never stationed at the Pentagon, but I got the opportunity to go out to Washington, D.C. many, many times because that's where the military is at. And sometimes you have to go report to people. Sometimes you have to coordinate out there. And it's just the way it is. Here's what I know about Washington, D.C., though. There are a lot of government employees that live in the greater Washington, D.C. area. Yeah. And not everybody can afford to buy property to live in. So a lot of people go out there and they rent. So the year-over-year rent growth from July of 20 through July of 2021 was 3.9%, but they are forecasting a 7.4% increase in rents from now until the end of the year. Now, the job growth has been down. It's down 2.2%. Are you noticing a trend here, by the way? Remember, some of this job growth is being affected by the fact that we've been in a pandemic. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Take it with a grain of salt. Now, Washington, D.C. has brought some new inventory online, and their housing stock did increase by 2% over the previous year. Just good information for you to use. Now, here's a place where I actually invest a lot of my money. San Antonio, Texas. Year-over-year rent growths were up 7%. Forecasted rent growth is predicted to be an additional 7.7%. Yeah, rent growth has been on fire in San Antonio. Now, San Antonio actually posted a 1% year-over-year job growth increase. So, I mean, they actually added jobs during the pandemic, which that's a really good sign. And San Antonio has been trying to bring new housing stock into inventory. As a matter of fact, the housing stock increased by 3.4%. Some of that has to do with things that the city of San Antonio has done to invest into Class A housing in different parts of the city because they know they're severely lacking. So, yeah, I think San Antonio is a great place to invest. I've got money there. I'm just telling you what I do. All right, so coming in at number 17, Orange County, California. That's correct. Orange County, California. Year-over-year rent growth, 8.3%, which doesn't surprise me because it's California. Everything goes up in price in California. Forecasted rent growth to the end of the year, 8% more. Yeah, so rents are going up in Southern California. Now, the job growth was down 4%. So Southern California got hit a little bit. They really did. But they did bring some additional housing stock online by increasing the inventory 1.2%. Now, here's the problem I've got with California. Orange County, I actually know a lot of people that live in Orange County, and we actually kind of agree on a lot of things. But ironically, the people that tend to live in Orange County don't tend to agree with the rest of the state. You can figure that out. And as a result of that, California is not a landlord-friendly state, meaning if you have to do things as an owner of multifamily properties, if you have to help people understand that they violated their lease and it's time for them to go, California makes that a little difficult for you. I'm just sharing you with you what I know. Chicago, 6.3% year-over-year rent growth, 8.9% predicted from now until the end of the year. Now, job growth went down 3.4%, but they did increase the housing stock by 1.7%. Problem I've got with Chicago, it's pretty much the same problem I've got with California. Yeah, except more people get shot in Chicago. Yeah, it's like the leads the nation in gun-related deaths. Now, I don't think guns kill people. I think people kill people, and they just happen to use guns as their mechanism to do it. So I'm very pro-gun, just in case you didn't know. All right, let's get on with it. We need to get into some more of these cities. Okay, for those of you on the West Coast, Portland, 9.6% year-over-year rent growth. That is an excellent number. As a matter of fact, they are predicting a 9.1% increase in rents from now till the end of the year. Job growth? Yeah, you know the trend number. It's down. It's down 3.3%. Could be a functionality of the pandemic. Could be a functionality of people just having had enough to do with politics on the left coast and they're moving somewhere else. Completion of inventory? 3.1%. So they brought an additional 3.1% of inventory into the marketplace. So there are things going on there. Now, Portland, like the West Coast, not necessarily landlord friendly. You just need to know that. Dallas is on fire. Dallas comes in at number 14 on this list. As a matter of fact, the year-over-year rent growth in Dallas, 9.7%. I have money invested in Dallas. I know a lot of people that have money invested in Dallas. And Texas is still landlord-friendly. Now, get this. The forecasted rent growth from now until the end of the year is expected to go up an additional 9.5%. And Dallas has been growing. They actually had a 0.5% job growth number. Yeah, 0.5, half a percent. So they're not negative. They're going positive. And Dallas has been building some housing stock. They went up by 2.8% as far as the completions of multifamily. Denver. Denver is our first city that is breaking the 10% growth rate number. As a matter of fact, 10.1% was their year-over-year rent growth as of July of 2021 over the previous 12 months. And they are forecasting rent growth of an additional 10%. Now, job growth was down a little bit, down by 1.4%, but they have brought additional housing stock into inventory at 2.6%. Denver is an interesting place. Yeah, I think if you're going to invest in Denver, you just need to do your due diligence, make sure it makes sense for your investing strategy. And if it does, go for it. If it doesn't, don't do it. It's just the way it is. Coming in at 12, Charlotte, North Carolina, with a year-over-year rent growth of 13.3% and projecting an additional 10.3% between now and the end of the year. They had slightly positive job growth at 0.2%. And so far, of all the cities that I've mentioned, they've had the most housing stock by percentage basis come online at 3.8% increase in inventory. Now, I think Charlotte is one of those really interesting markets that, you know, it could be a sleeper market. So if you're thinking about it for multifamily investing, do your homework. Do your research. We come back for the break. I've got the last 11 to hit you with. Stick around.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them. And that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, let me tell you about Nashville real quick. Nashville came in at number 11, 10.4% year-over-year rent growth, 10.8% forecasted rent growth from now until the end of the year. Positive job growth at 0.6%. Now, Memphis only brought 1.1% additional housing stock online. Now, this is what I know about Nashville. I know several Lifestyles Unlimited members that are investing specifically in Nashville because it really offers some great opportunities. Now, I'm just going to leave it right there and let you make up your own mind. But I think Nashville is one of those great up-and-coming municipalities. I really do when it comes to investing in multifamily apartment communities. So let's jump into the top 10. Orlando comes in at number 10 with 11.2% year-over-year rent growth. 11.6% projected till the end of the year. Now, of all the cities so far, they actually have the greatest decline in job growth. They were down 5.5%. It might have to do with the fact that they maybe got hit a little bit harder than everybody else during the pandemic. I don't know. I haven't done that research, but you should. They've also brought additional housing stock on, brand new construction, at 3.3% of the existing inventory. Number nine, the weirdest city in America, Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas has been growing like gangbusters. It really has. 12.6% year-over-year rent growth, 11.6% forecasted rent growth between now and the end of the year. Austin grew by 1.5%. That's right. Job growth went up by 1.5%. Probably because all the people are leaving the West Coast to take tech jobs in Austin, which is kind of fueling the rising in prices, because people coming from the West Coast coming to Austin, they go, wow, I could buy that for not as much money as I would have spent in California. Anyway, 4.2% increase in the housing stock. So Austin has been growing its inventory of multifamily units, but Austin flat out is just growing. There's no getting around that. Number nine, Sacramento, California, with a 14.1% year-over-year rent growth and an anticipated 11.9% growth between now and the end of the year. Now, job growth went down 1.7%, but California, you know, they've got growth restrictions in a lot of the cities. Sacramento might be one of them. 0.7% increase in existing housing stock. That's it. 0.7%. So they didn't bring a whole lot of units online, but that's California. So make sure you're making up your mind when you invest before you invest. The Miami metro area, a 14% year-over-year rent growth with 12% predicted between now and the end of the year in rent growth. Jobs were down by 2.1%, but housing stock was up by 2.8%. So Miami is it's a pretty interesting place. You know, it might be the place you would consider investing your money, but do your due diligence. Coming in at number six, Raleigh, North Carolina. That's right, Raleigh, up there in tobacco country. And to be honest with you, tech country, because there's a lot of research that gets done there. There's a lot of industry there. There's a lot of jobs there. As a matter of fact, the rent growth was up 13.9% year over year, with a projection of 12.1% going forward. Job growth, it still went up. In spite of coronavirus, it went up 0.7%. And Raleigh is building new housing stock. So they added 3.7% to the existing inventory, but that may not be enough. So Raleigh might be one of those places you want to consider. Let's talk about the top five. Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, Georgia. 14.5% year-over-year rent growth. Yeah, 14.5%. And get this, projecting an additional 12.6% by the end of the year. Now, job growth was down by 1%, but I think Atlanta can absorb that pretty easily. They did bring new construction online. They've got an increase of 2.8% of the housing stock when it comes to the multifamily product. I'll tell you what, I know a lot of people that invest their money in Atlanta, and there are very excellent reasons why they do that. So Atlanta might be one of those places you might want to consider putting your money. Coming in at number four, I already mentioned these guys earlier, but I'll mention them again. Las Vegas, Nevada. That's right. The place where I was born and raised, Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, I'm going to be a little bit skeptical on Las Vegas, Nevada, because I know how much they got hit during the pandemic. Yeah, I know exactly how they got hit. So the year-over-year rent growths are 16.1%. That's a really big number. But it might just have to do with the fact that they had to reduce rents just to try and get people to rent during the pandemic. And this is just a representation of the market coming back. The key word I just said, the market coming back. I think Las Vegas has a lot of potential. It really does. As a matter of fact, they're predicting rent growth from now until the end of the year, 12.8%. Now, job growth was down significantly, 4.4%, but we understand why. It's a service industry. I mean, that's part of what drives Vegas. And Las Vegas didn't build a lot of new units, 1.3% increase. I think part of it is because, you know, people just, they were like, I don't know, should we build in Vegas? Because they're kind of getting hammered right now by the pandemic. But, you know, I think Vegas has always been very resilient. And I'm biased because I was born there. So do your due diligence. Number three, the Inland Empire of California. I have lived there. I have lived in the Inland Empire. They achieved 14.8% in rent growth, with the forecast going up an additional 13.1%. Now, jobs were down by 0.8%, and they did increase the multifamily housing stock by 1%. But again, like Orange County, the Inland Empire is in California. California is not very landlord friendly. So consider your actions and beware the consequences if you decide to put your money there. Tampa, Florida comes in at number two, 16.4% year-over-year rent growth. Yeah, forecasted rent growth from now to the end of the year, 14.6%. Holy smokes, rents are going up. They actually had 1.2% job growth, and they have brought an additional 2.8% of new product online since last year. So Tampa's on fire. Again, do your due diligence. And coming in at number one, this does not surprise me. Phoenix. Phoenix, Arizona. They're doing great. Year-over-year rent growth, 18.9%. Yes, you heard me correctly, 18.9%. Now, I think Phoenix got hit a little bit, kind of like Vegas did, but because Phoenix is a little bit more diversified with its different economic demographics, I think Phoenix did better. And Phoenix is attracting a lot of people from all over the country because it's a nice place to live. 18.9% year-over-year rent growth. And the forecasted rent growth from now till the end of the year is an additional 15.7%. That's music to my ears. Job growth stayed positive, 0.1%. 0.1%, and they've still brought an additional 3% of inventory online. So those are the top 25 markets for forecasted multifamily rent growth. What this whole show has told you is that the price of housing is going up. It doesn't matter where we look, the price of housing is going up. In the multifamily space, that is a good thing, because when you hold all of your expenses, to include your mortgages, at a fixed cost, but you're able to push rents up, what you do is you affect something called the net operating income on the property, which has a direct effect on what the value of that property is, and more importantly, what people are willing to pay for that property. Everything I just told you can be summed up in one simple phrase. Multifamily apartment communities are poised to make a lot of people a lot of money. And if you want to be one of those people, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, get signed up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.